He answered that the spirits of the underworld check on the applicants every 3 years. Only the names of those who practice good deeds and are without fault are listed. The blank lines used to bear the names of those who were supposed to pass the examination, but due to their recent offenses, their names had been removed. Then the person pointed to a line and said that for the past 3 years, Wei Yan had been very careful and had exerted such self-control that he had not made any mistakes. Perhaps his name would fill the blank. The person hoped that he would cherish his opportunity and take care not to make any mistakes. Indeed, Wei Yan passed the examination that year and placed 105th. End quote. Those who can believe in these matters are very fortunate. The spirits of heaven and earth are closely linked with our world in every gesture, word, and smile. This is the truth and not superstition. When Mr. Jingzhou Zhu was still alive and teacher was a Buddhist novice, Mr. Zhu told him many stories that he had experienced firsthand. No one dies by accident, not even in a war. Life and death is destined. How we will die is recorded in the underworld. No one dies unjustly. Although we live in a high-tech environment and know much of science, we cannot escape the control of the ruler of the underworld when that is our destiny. This is the truth. It is time for us to be awakened. We would do well to believe what the sages have taught us. From the book. From the previous examples, we know that spirits and heavenly beings are 3 feet above our heads. To be able to obtain good fortune and to prevent misfortune depends on ourselves. As long as we have good intentions, refrain from wrongdoings, do not offend the beings and spirits of heaven and earth, are tolerant and not arrogant, then the beings and spirits of heaven and earth will constantly have compassion for us. Only then will we have a foundation for future prosperity. End quote. There are beings and spirits of heaven and earth who are watching us at all times. We alone are responsible for every good or bad deed we perform, every good or bad deed, every good or bad result that happens to us. Thus, we need to be awakened in every thought. Buddha Shakyamuni taught us to be awakened, not deluded, proper instead of deviated, pure instead of polluted. He also taught us to sever all attachments and to practice giving. We need to be extremely careful in our every thought, word, and deed, and to accord with the teachings and codes of behavior. Practicing Buddhism is to set a good example for all sentient beings, to perfectly have a kind heart, do kind deeds, say kind words, and be a decent person is to be a Buddha, to be a Bodhisattva. Since we choose the Pure Land Method, we need to incorporate the teachings from the Infinite Life Sutra into our thinking, viewpoints, and behavior. There truly is no difference between Buddha Amitabha and us. This is practicing the true teaching of the Buddhas. We mold ourselves by upholding within, according with the mind, vow, understanding, and conduct of Buddha Amitabha. The Alphonse Four Lessons can be used as an invaluable aid in our learning. We can use the Alphonse and the Infinite Life Sutra for abiding by the precepts and practicing Buddha name chanting. To do so, we are practicing both the primary and secondary methods. This will assure us of being born into the Pure Land to never again regress until we become Buddhas. It is to wholeheartedly be a Buddha, to not settle for anything less. From the text, those who are filled with conceit are doubtless not destined to be great. Even if they do prosper, they will not be able to enjoy their good fortune for long. End quote. Look around and see all the wealthy people who live in the East and the West. Many of them are not genuinely happy. They really do not know how to use their wealth. Some even live in hiding because this is the only way they feel safe. There is no joy in possessing such wealth. There is only suffering. A human being should truly live a happy life. This is prosperity and happiness. From the text, intelligent people would definitely not make themselves small and narrow-minded and refuse the good fortune they are entitled to. Besides, those who are humble always increase their opportunities to learn. In this way, the kind deeds that humble people can accomplish are boundless. For those who wish to cultivate and improve upon their virtues, they especially cannot do without the virtue of humility. End quote. It is essential for us to learn modesty, for it is the key to our cultivating and improving our virtue. We need to sincerely learn that others are better than we are, that they excel in what they do. Even if others cannot see how we really are, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas can see. Thus, modesty must come from deep within us. It must be without the slightest pretension. We are no better than other people. If others accumulate more merits, then they are above me. If others commit offenses more than I do, they are also above me. Only by doing so are we completely modest. This is putting the teaching of humility into practice. I am the only student. Everyone else is my benevolent teacher. From the book. The ancients said that those who have their hearts set on attaining success and fame will surely attain success and fame. Those who have their hearts set on attaining wealth and position will surely attain wealth and position. A person who has great and far-reaching goals is like a tree with roots. A person who has set down great and far-reaching goals must be humble in every thought and try to relieve others' burdens, even if the occurrence is as insignificant as a speck of dust. If we can reach this level of humility, we will naturally touch the hearts of heaven and earth. Furthermore, I am the creator of my own prosperity. Look at the applicants who sought fame and wealth. In the beginning, they were not sincere. It was only a passing notion. When they wanted something, they sought it. When their interest waned, they stopped seeking it. Mencius once said to Emperor Xuan of Qi, "If you can expand from the heart which seeks personal happiness to that of sharing happiness with all your subjects and make them just as happy as you are, then surely the nation is bound to prosper." This is also true for myself in seeking to pass the imperial examination. I and I alone can seek and thus change my destiny. Mr. Liao Fan initially learned that whatever we seek, we can attain. The key is sincerity. With a heart of sincerity, Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will respond to our every plea. He then learned that we do not even have to voice our plea, for they know our every thought the instant we give rise to it. He sought an imperial appointment and a son. He attained both. But he did not ask for a longer life. He was supposed to die at the age of 53 on August the 14th, between the hours of 1 and 3 a.m. But he lived to over 70. We do not seek on the outside through formalities. We seek from within. All of us here seek peace, prosperity, and happiness, as do most people. In writing this book for his sons, Mr. Lyalfan showed them, and showed us as well, how we can change what is destined to happen, what is supposed to happen. Nothing happens without a reason. The law of cause and effect says that every effect, every thought, word, and deed has a result. It may mature in our next lifetime, in 100 lifetimes, in 100,000 lifetimes, but be assured it will occur. What is destined to happen in our life is because of what we did in innumerable past lifetimes. Most beings do not understand this. We are unbelievably fortunate because we are able to learn, and hopefully we are able to truly understand. If we do, we will honestly look at ourselves, find all of our faults, and correct them. We will do all that is good and nothing that is bad. Thus, we will do all that we can to benefit others and nothing that benefits solely ourselves. We will cease all thoughts of selfishness, of me and mine. As we start to change initially, we will change through behavior. When we become wiser, we will change through behavior, through understanding from the heart. When we are able to do so, the results will be inconceivable. For just one sincere thought of helping all others can generate infinite goodness, infinite virtue. And this will be the way that we can change our destiny to create infinite goodness so much so that it will change what is supposed to happen in this lifetime. We can then attain whatever we seek: children, prestige, being born into the heavens, being born into the Western Pure Land, becoming a bodhisattva and helping all sentient beings becoming a Buddha in this lifetime. Amitabha. Thank you.